just after 10 minutes past 8. And what we do on a Tuesday at this time is we talk to Kinza from the Heart and Stroke Foundation. Kinza, good morning and welcome to the show on this Tuesday morning.
Good morning, Matthew, and your listeners.
Thanks.
It's always good to be on.
It's great to have you, Kinza. And today we're talking about the links between heart and stroke and cholesterol. And we're specifically looking at plant sterols and stanols. And I think I'm going to kick off with that and ask the question, what are plant sterols and stanols?
So collectively, they're known as phytosterols, and they're basically cholesterol-like compounds that are found naturally in many plant-based foods, such as vegetable oils and even in some grain products, such as legumes.
Okay. And do we get them from our diets?
So if we look at a healthy diet, it usually contains around 200 to 400 milligrams of sterols and stanols a day. Mm-hmm. However, this intake is too low to bring about a significant and beneficial effect. But what has been found is that certain foods get these compounds added to them to ensure that we get more of them. And the evidence shows that about 2 grams of plant sterols and stanols have beneficial effects in lowering cholesterol levels.
Okay, so that's probably what makes them so important in assisting with the management of heart diseases and strokes, because of its connection with cholesterol control.
Yes, yes. So they have a role really in reducing the bad cholesterol in our body. Mm-hmm. And as we are aware, high uncontrolled cholesterol is one of the risk factors for heart disease and strokes. Mm-hmm. And basically these compounds, as I mentioned, they have a similar chemical structure to cholesterol. So they're thought to work by reducing the absorption of cholesterol in the gut. So it's lost more of it is lost through the feces. Mm. And this helps to sort of lower the total cholesterol in the blood. This effect of loading the cholesterol does actually vary from one person to another. So that is important to keep in mind as well.
And are they these foods essential in the management of cholesterol?
So it can be an added benefit because, as I said, they have found studies to show that it can assist, but it definitely cannot be used just to replace, the behavior modifications we speak about, as well as the cholesterol loading medication. We still have to ensure that we're doing all those things to reduce our risk, being more active, not smoking or vaping. And then very important, specifically for the cholesterol, is to replace your unhealthy fats with your healthy ones, and then to choose your more leaner options, your leaner meats, and then trying to include more plant-based proteins. And of course, we always also speak about dietary fiber and how that has a role in actually reducing cholesterol. So it can be sort of an added benefit, but it's not something to say, okay, right, if I'm eating this product that has these compounds, my cholesterol should be fine and I don't need to take the medications worry about any other factors.
Right. Because the next question is can they be taken with cholesterol lowering medications?
So, again, they can't be used to replace the medications. There are certain classes of cholesterol lowering medications which can be taken with these compounds, because both the medication and the compound sort of work differently in lowering the cholesterol. But if it is something that you'd feel you'd like to start on, then it would be important to first consult, like we always say, with your doctor, especially if you are on cholesterol lowering medications. Obviously, the doctor will know what your reason for high cholesterol is and your history of how it's being controlled, and whether these compounds would actually have that added benefit or not in your particular case.
Right. So once again, as you say, consult with your doctor before trying any home remedies.
Yes, definitely.
And then, Kinza, are there any foods, particularly in South Africa, known to contain these plant sterols and stanols?
Yes, so the Flora Margarine is in fact one of them, and it actually states on the product how much to consume on a daily basis to lower the cholesterol over a period of about, I think it's 21 days. Mm. So that is one of the most famous ones that we find in the country. But of course, along with that, like we always say, most of the products that do have our heart mark will assist anyways in achieving that, you know, low bad fats, low salt, low sugar, high fiber, all the things that we say we try and include in our diet to reduce our risk.
Right,
so
right.
While that is an example, particularly for those compounds, if you are someone that is as far as possible trying to get the products with the heart mark, then you should be achieving, you know, that reduced risk. Or aiming to reduce that risk.
Right. So once again, it's sort of look for those heart marks and look for the symbols on the packaging.
Yes, exactly.
And then talking about all the information, where can listeners go for more information on the topics that we talk about? The Heart and Stroke Foundation has a lot of resource material.
Yes, so a lot of information resources can be found on our website. We have different tabs focusing on different conditions as well as, you know, cookbooks. And the website is www.heartfoundation.co.za. We also put a lot of our information on our social media pages on Facebook and Instagram. And the public is also more than welcome to get in touch with us through our health chat line. And the number for that is 021-422-1586.
Great. Kinza, thank you very, very much. Have a great day. Have a great week. And we'll chat to you again next week.
Thank you, yes. And to you and your listeners as well.
Thanks, Kinza. Take care. Cheerio. That's Kinza Hussain, who is a registered dietitian at the Heart and Stroke Foundation, chatting to us. And don't forget that this chat will be on our website later today, wildcoastradio.co.za. If you missed anything and you want to maybe take another listen, then do pop onto our website.